Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. Alaskans gathered in downtown Anchorage last night to weigh in on the Trump administration's proposal to open almost all of Alaska waters to oil and gas development. The meeting was the only opportunity for Alaskans to comment on the draft proposal in person, and many showed up to speak out against it. Adrian Titus is with the nonprofit Native Movement, and she helped organize a protest outside of the meeting.
When it comes to oil and gas development in our water and in our land, it's going to highly affect not just our land and our water, but our people, our cultures, who we are, our identity, our food security.
But another group of Alaskans showed up to support more offshore drilling opportunities. Carl Portman of the Resource Development Council says his group doesn't necessarily want to open up all the areas proposed by the Trump administration, but Portman sees a lot of economic potential for Alaska in Arctic waters.
23, 24 billion barrels. That's huge, but that's a very long-term prospect. But if you have children here in Alaska that want to make Alaska home and raise their children here, then this is something you need to be paying attention to.
The Interior Department expects to make a final decision on the offshore plan by the end of 2019. Sitka has a new Superior Court judge. Governor Bill Walker has selected Jude Pate to succeed retiring Judge David George. Pate, currently a public defender in Sitka, was one of two lawyers nominated for the bench by the Alaska Judicial Council. Private attorney Julie Willoughby of Juneau was the other nominee. Before becoming a public defender, Pate worked as a lawyer for the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and also had his own private practice. Judge George retires in April. A bill to legalize the production of industrial hemp has made its way through both the State House and Senate and now awaits the governor's pen. If signed into law, the legislation will allow registered participants into a pilot project to grow hemp. That's the name typically used for varieties of the cannabis plant that produce useful fiber, but almost no THC, the psychoactive compound in marijuana that alters people's mental state. The pilot project would give the Division of Agriculture a starting point to foster a wider hemp industry in the future. Even if the bill is signed into law soon, though, it's unclear if the regulations will be written in time for this year's growing season. It's more likely that farmers could be growing industrial hemp in Alaska in 2019. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for cloudy skies and snow for today, as much as 2 inches possible for today, 4 inches tonight. National Weather Service has a winter storm warning in effect for the capital city for this afternoon until tomorrow morning. Temperatures in the low to mid 30s. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest news and weather.